Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. Today is a Tuesday, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Is this a work day?
Is this a work day?
I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo, yo.
And take a listen to our Share Your Salary from today, and then we'll talk a little bit after, but it's physical therapist Liz.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we figured out that assisted living caregiver Gabby is making $35,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Liz, who lives in Puyallup. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. We really appreciate everybody, all the people just like you who do that.
Yeah, I listen to the show every morning, so thought I'd give it a try.
We love you. And by the way, Liz is a physical therapist, so that's pretty exciting, too. Can't wait to find out how much money you make doing that. But the way we're going to get there, Liz, if it's okay with you, we'll put a minute on the clock. We'll rapid-fire questions at you. For that amount of time, when we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll gather our thoughts. When we come back from that song, we'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody.
Sounds good.
All right. Liz is going to share her salary in about 5 minutes, but first the questions. Emily, are you ready?
Yes.
60 seconds begin.
Do you work in like a clinic or a hospital or a school?
A hospital.
What is the most common injury you see?
Spinal cord injury.
So are you working with like sports injuries, occupational, people born with developmental issues?
I specialize in more neurologic-based injuries, so helping people after they've had a stroke or a brain injury, but typically spinal cord injury.
I see. So you don't do a lot of physical therapy with the body? It's more with speech therapy?
No, it's a lot of work with the body. It's like learning how to move again after a major injury.
How long have you been doing this?
About a year and a half.
Do Theraguns actually work?
Other settings use it. We don't use it in our setting, but they feel great.
What level of education do you have to have for this? Like a bachelor's, master's?
I have a doctorate.
Ooh.
Foam rolling or stretching? What's better?
Ooh, combo?
How many patients do you see a day?
It varies. At most 8, but sometimes fewer due to meetings.
Ice or heat?
Also depends.
Are you typically
That is all the time we have for the questions. Morning, Wolfpack, if you want to jump in here, we're looking to you for some help. I know I am. I use one of your guesses every day. 46150, what do you think Liz in Puyallup makes every year as a physical therapist? We're going to find out in 3 minutes when she shares her salary right after this song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning is Liz. She lives in Puyallup, and Liz is a physical therapist. Emily, what else did we just learn about Liz?
So she's been doing this a year and a half, and she does have a doctorate. She works at a hospital and mainly deals with neurological patients that have either had like a stroke or a lot of spinal cord injury. So it is a lot of physical work. She sees about 8 patients a day at max, and she says to ice or heat, it totally depends on the injury.
Okay, Emily, you were the winner the last time we played. You go first. What do you think our good friend Liz is making every year?
Okay, you haven't been doing it that long, but you do have a doctorate. So I think you're making bank, but you're not at the top yet. So I'm going to go 87.
Okay, some pretty big coins. Slow Joe, I believe you're next.
95.
Wow, even a little bit more. Okay, I'm going to use a text. Danielle in Bothell, thanks so much for taking the time. She's at 72. And, you know, again, I don't really know why. I just think that number might be just a tad bit lower than where you guys are on the high side for sure. So we got 72, 87, and 95. Those are our in-studio guesses. But really, what matters, Liz, at the end of the day, is what your W-2 says, your paycheck. So how much are you getting paid every year to be a physical therapist? Liz, what is the number? Time to share your salary.
82.
Oh, Emily again on a heater. My goodness, what is that, 4 in a row, 5 in a row? Liz, sounds like you love what you do, though. When you were answering the questions, you had an enthusiasm for it.
Yeah, I love my job. I am really glad I picked this profession, and it's always worth the hard work.
Must be so rewarding to see people getting better.
Yes, that's always the goal. Sometimes it's a battle, but it always turns out pretty well.
And how often do people come back fully recovered and give you a big hug and say, man, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here?
That's like the best feeling in the world. There's been a couple of times, I mean, just having started a year and a half ago as a clinician, I've really only had a couple because a lot of times it's a long recovery process, but there was one lady that came back, I didn't even recognize her, and she had to tell me what her name was, but yeah, it's a pretty cool feeling.
It's got to be the best, like you said, the best feeling in the world. I mean, if it weren't for you, they would not be living the life that they are. So that's got to feel good. That's more than any money in the world, Liz.
Definitely.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks for sharing your salary, Liz, and keep on doing what you're doing. You're making a great living doing something completely rewarding.
Absolutely.
So there you go, making some pretty good coin, physical therapist Liz. And I feel like Liz, thank God, broke a streak we had going of people not making a lot of money. We went through this thing where everybody's making over 100 grand.
Yeah.
And then It seemed like lately we've kind of gone down a little bit where I hate the,
Yeah.
Yeah, it ebbs and flows.
Thought you did better with your life. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, well, you know, like we've had this conversation before, but I think definitely somebody with a really low salary usually calls in and then it inspires somebody else like, yeah, you know what? Like I make this, but I'm happy, or I make this, but I deserve
yeah.
more.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow because we're going to have EMT Megan on, and typically EMTs do not make a lot of money. In fact, I think, Emily, you can collaborate my story here. I'm pretty sure the very bottom of our salary spectrum at SeattleWolf.com is somebody who worked as an EMT.
Yeah, but we've also had some hired. It depends on if you're public or private.
All right. So tomorrow, come back to us. That's what you're going to be hearing. In the meantime, I have a question, most notably to Emily.
Okay.
You're a woman.
Yes.
You like to pop pimples.
I love it.
Is there a place on the body where you like, and now we have Andrew, so you have a specimen with which to work. What part of his body do you enjoy working on the most?
I mean, the back is the easiest.
Yeah. There's a lot of space.
Yeah.
There's a lot of land back there.
A lot of space.
Yeah, I've got a little cluster back there. My wife calls it the village. Mm-hmm. She likes to clear the village.
Oh.
And I'm literally sitting there like brushing my teeth and I get out of the shower or whatever. And she'll come over and she'll be like, bend over.
Black.
Jesus. Ding, ding, ding. And then she loves to show me. It's a white head, though, not a black head. It's white.
Yeah. Huh.
Anyway, I think I finally found over the weekend, like, the boundary where it's a line. I finally pushed the envelope so much where she was like, not doing that. And it's the one I had in my nose.
Which is funny because on Friday I said, are you going to have Vanessa go up there and get it?
The inside of your nose.
Yes, which every one of you listening, all six of you, know you've had that. It's the worst pimple there is because you can't do anything about it. It's inside your nose.
Right.
My whole nose, Emily, you saw it, was swollen. Mm-hmm. So like my right nostril hurts so bad even to touch it. And I thought, well, maybe she can get up there somehow. Maybe not with fingers. But
there's a little tool you could get.
I thought it was
like a little circle and you
the extractor.
I thought it was like the crown jewel of pimples. But it was like something about noses and hairs and boogers. She's like, nah, I can't do anything about
that. Which, to me, makes me question her pimple popper
worthiness. Don't start a cat fight here.
I would have been all in. In fact,
really?
I wanted to, but I thought it'd be weird to ask you to look up there and see it. Like, me, a pimple is a pimple is a pimple. Let me see it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if she was grossed out because I didn't ask twice. But I'm like, hey, will you look up? And she's like, no. But it definitely was not an area she wanted to go. And I think it was probably the boogies.
Maybe.
Oh, I would have looked. Just because, the way you were, like, swollen and complaining about it so much, I would have had to see, like, is it a white head? Is it, like, what is going on? I just want to see what was going on up there.
Well, I have been told since, you may want to avoid tweezing hairs out of your nose because that's what causes them. They're ingrown hairs.
Yeah.
That's what I was told. And so, like, now I'm fine and it's good, but it's kind of pain where you feel like you get a headache almost. It's like, Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't personally, and I wouldn't trust my wife to get one on the inside of my nose. You know what I mean?
But when you're in that much pain, I just wanted the pain relieved.
Yeah, I don't.
And a pop is the best.
Now, doctor would say you're not supposed to because of bacteria and stuff. Just throwing that out there.
Whatever.
But I would have gotten in there.
We used to work, Slow Joe and I, with a woman who, bless her heart, sweetest girl ever. She was a little on the younger side, but she would come in with these like really nasty whiteheads on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I was like, you should pop that. Like, it's gross. Like, we would go out and meet people, and she would have a big old whitehead.
How do you not pop it?
Well, that's it. She goes, no, the dermatologist told me it's bad to pop them. I'm like, well, it's bad to walk around with a big whitehead jacking out of your face.
It is bad to pop them, and it can lead to scarring. But I am in awe of the fact that she had the restraint not to pop them.
Totally. If it's sitting there staring at you in the mirror. And by the way, The first time I got my nose pimple, did either one of you notice the big whitehead on my nose? Because I went home that night and I had a whitehead right here that was like, it was primed.
It was
and
outside.
Yes.
No,
it was almost like it came through the nose.
Or probably just from touching it. Like, because you know how when something hurts, you just want to, for whatever reason, you want to touch it.
I was just bummed that you guys didn't tell me.
I didn't see it. They come up that quickly, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope, because I was like, I think I walked around all day and went to meetings and stuff with this giant
whitehead.
No, if
I would have seen it, I would have told you.
Oh, yeah.
I would rather be scarred horribly. In fact, I am. And then walk around with a whitehead.
I used to be, and luckily, I've never had terrible acne. But in high school, it was like I always had one zit at a time. And I would sit strategically to cover it, whether it was my hand on my forehead or hand on my chin. Like, I was so embarrassed by that one zit. Like, it almost maybe would have been better had I had more, so that it's like, whatever, look at my zits. But I would, like, sit there, like, finger right on it so no one notices. And in reality, like, it's high school. No one cared. But I've always been like,
oh, but high school kids are mean. Yeah. They care. That's the worst.
I remember, I think it was about junior high when, like, zits became such a thing. And I think it's because, like, everybody had them. And so misery loves company. If I have to, like, have zits and have an acne problem or whatever, I'm going to point out everyone. I just had one friend who was supposedly, like, my best friend. And he would just, like, and he had, like, a bad acne thing where he got medication, I think, eventually. But it was, like, such a case of living in a glass house. And I didn't really have bad acne. But at any time I had one zit, he'd be like, oh, my God, dude, your chicks are going to, like, be so grossed out.
So he was trying to pull you down to make himself feel better.
But I also felt like it was just, like, at that age, and I don't know if I assume it's the same, you know, throughout generations, but that's just something, like, people focus on because it's kind of new. You're, like, going through puberty. That, like, causes them and stuff like that. But you really, like, I did and to this day have so much empathy and feel so awful for the people that really have, like, the really bad, not just, like the medical acne.
I mean, I do now take medication because I will get cystic acne, which is, like, underneath your skin where you can't see it, but it
that's
feels
like a nose pimple. It's like,
but I remember I used to get them on my back. Luckily didn't get them on my face, but I got them
on
my back.
Is that when you were on steroids when you were a gymnast?
No. Oh. And I remember one time I had it, like, more up on my neck, and I had my hair, I guess, in a bun, and I was in school, and this kid was walking to the front of class and saw it, and he goes, ooh, that must hurt. And I think he was trying to, like, sympathize because he did have terrible acne, but I was so embarrassed. Of course, I slapped the back of my neck, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to wear collars now. Like, I can't show my neck. But, yeah, it's, ooh.
Well, with our bonus kids who are 16 and 14, I mean, that is in the acne wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of their friends that I see, and, like, Slojo, first of all, you do have Accutane. I know it's expensive. It's really expensive. But that crap is toxic. But it will treat it. Yeah. It'll knock it out. But there's a girl, I don't know, she's a friend of my bonus daughter's. I don't know why she doesn't do that, because she comes over, she's super pretty, but, like, her face is just, it just looks inflamed.
Yeah.
And it looks so painful. Because it's just, like, red. Yeah. And you know how bad one pimple hurts.
Right.
To have your whole face feel like that.
Yeah.
And then, and her family has a lot of money, and I don't know why. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe she plays sports.
Probably a medical reason.
Yeah, there's something. Because you know that they would go down that road if it were an option.
And I've heard they're, like, I mean, really terrible side effects can come with Accutane, like suicide, right?
Is a big one.
Oh,
like,
really?
Depending on your chemical, you know, balance, I think it could have really terrible side effects.
Yeah, there are horror stories
about
that, especially at that age.
Right.
It's one of those things where they're like, don't take it when you're pregnant. You know, it's like, it's toxic. I'm not going to compare it to, like, chemo or anything, but it's definitely like a blaster to your body.
Probably a last resort for a lot of people.
Yeah,
you know, and you wish kids that were that age, like, I wish I would have had enough wherewithal not to make fun of the kids with acne when you're 16, but it's like, anybody with anything, like, that's an open season
for a joke.
They can take
the light off of you,
Yeah, and I remember in high school getting medication for my chin because I played football, and for whatever reason, the chin strap would give me these zits all over my chin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like this round thing where where the chin strap went. Yet I went and got this stuff from my buddy whose dad was a doctor, and it was just this cream, and it dried it all out.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I think toothpaste does exactly the same thing.
Probably.
It can.
Yeah.
And now they have these patches that you put on, and it, like, absorbs the sebum or whatever it's called, like, basically the pus.
Put
these clear little patch on, you go to sleep with it, and you wake up, and there's, like, white on it, and you just take it off.
I just remember the Clearasil that would come in, like, the little, like, the round thing, and it was just, like, it was, like, alcohol and pads, but, like, they had, like, really hip, if you're a kid, commercials, like, Clearasil, and you just, like, wipe your face.
Yeah.
And then Proactive came around.
Yeah, this is the proactive was after my after my time, but yeah. It was,
well, and, you know, everybody remembers that, like, at least for guys, like, I remember my mom coming in and be like, okay, it's like puberty time, like, you need to start cleaning your face. Right. And you would take a cotton ball and do it, and you'd look down and it'd be black.
Yeah, totally.
Like, ooh. And, like, I see it with my bonus son. You know what his idea of being clean is? It's spraying Axe on himself. Kid doesn't even shower.
No smell, you must be clean.
Yeah, like, I don't know what for, like, he'll play 2 or 3 hockey games in a day and still not feel the need to shower. I'm like, what? And then there's the new thing is because Lex, who's my 16-year-old bonus daughter, is like, yeah, sometimes I get up in the middle of the night to go pee or whatever, and Dylan's in the shower at 1 a.m. And he's in there for like 30 minutes.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh. And then she said something else, like, and then there was like shaving cream all over the walls. And I'm like, yeah. Huh. And I'm like, it's a fairly aggressive application.
Are you going to tell Dylan to clean the shower wall?
It hasn't come up yet, but I'm sure it will. It's like, okay, look, ladies, I'll talk to him. I know what's going on. First of all, shaving cream, probably not the best option.
There are better options, son.
And really, I'm just a stepdad. Like, I think dad should probably get in there with some pointers in this department, but that is going to happen. And it's like, okay, let's figure out a way you can do this where it doesn't, it's like the, it doesn't bother everybody else.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the,
like, you ever heard of a tube sock kid?
Jeez. Can we, okay, we've gone down a bad road.
It's the best way.
But I have to mention, shout out to the tweet from the woman who, after watching the Super Bowl halftime show, which of course, like, had so many people up in arms, she was like, you know, I think the NFL should be ashamed of themselves. My 13-year-old son was so appalled by this halftime show that he got up in the middle of it and went and locked himself in his room.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, lady. Bless your heart.
Yeah, I'm still trying to.
Appalled.
My wife still thinks it's super cute that all Dylan's 14-year-old boyfriends want to come hang out at our house. I'm like, you haven't figured out why? It ain't your butter burritos, hot mom. Come on. Walking around in Lululemon. No, honestly, she literally has no idea. I haven't even really told her. I'm like, you might be the cool mom, but you're kind of the hot mom.
You're the hot mom.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't. That would never even occur to her. She just doesn't think like that. Same reason she didn't get it why a plane turned around to pick her up. Like, it doesn't happen to ugly dudes. All right, listen, let's wrap it up. We love you guys. Come back tomorrow for EMT Megan. Have a great day.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9
on 100.7 The Wolf.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.